Welcome to the Heal Your Hunger Show, where we get to the heart of why you overeat and how to stop. If you struggle with food and weight like I did, welcome home. Welcome, everybody, to the Heal Your Hunger Show. So happy to have you here. It is a great day to be alive, and I have an amazing guest today. I mean, she is unbelievable and very well known in her field, and you're going to love her. Before I bring her on, though, I just want to say, if you haven't joined us yet in the Secret Sauce group, definitely do that. Go to Facebook and type in the Secret Sauce to End Emotional Eating and join us. It'll be great to have you there. I do a lot of talks there, and kind of just when something's on my mind, I bring it there oftentimes, and I have lots of announcements that you'll be the first to be privy to if you're in that group. And if you have not yet found out your personalized score of whether you're an emotional eater or a food addict, go to healyourhunger.com, my website, healyourhunger.com, and take the quiz. Take you like 3 minutes, and then you will literally find out if you're an emotional eater or a food addict or somewhere in between. So just do that on the website, and yeah, find out, and then find out some action steps to take once you know. So on with the show. Really, really excited about my guest. Julia Ross, MA, is the author of the bestsellers, The Diet Cure, The Mood Cure, and her new book, The Craving Cure. She's a pioneer in the use of nutritional therapies to successfully stop food cravings. She directs a virtual clinic for food craving eradication and trains health professionals in the methods she's developed. She's been featured in print, online, on radio, and on television. And I mean, frankly, she is just like the go-to regarding this topic and mood and the connection and, you know, all about the brain. So Julia, thank you so much for blessing us by being on the show.
I'm glad to be joining you.
Yeah, it's great. And we had a fun talk several months ago. When we first connected, and you just feel like an old friend that I've had for years, you know, and so, it's just wonderful to be able to connect with you and to talk about what you do, because it is so important for people, for emotional eaters, for anybody who struggles with food and weight. And then I just think anybody who struggles with anxiety and worry and depression and all those things, I mean, everything's connected and all sort of like connects at headquarters, right, in our brain. And I just love how you pull all this together. So can we talk a little bit about how you kind of came to this work in the first place?
Oh, I'd love to. I was a passionate psychotherapist and in training as, you know, in clinical psychology. And I ran out of my student loan. And the only internship, and I had to have an internship that paid, was in an addiction treatment program. And so I went to work in the addiction field.
That's pretty random, huh?
And at first, it was nothing but fun. This was a big residential program, and they invited me to start an outpatient program when I was barely out of graduate school. You know, it was sort of a dream job and a dream agency, a nonprofit. So we could do it, you know, really elaborate counseling. It was a lot of 12-step support. They had 3 good meals a day. But when I moved, that was a residential program. When we moved to the outpatient program, we didn't have 3 meals a day anymore. And we started getting a lot of people in recovery from a lot of different drugs of abuse who had switched right into food addiction. Mm. They may or may not have been sugar, you know, cravers before that happened. But so one of my staff members was an Overeaters Anonymous, and she said, we've got to start a program. You know, it's no good to get off of one addiction and into another, because look, they're relapsing, you know, it's not
right.
Working. So we started a program, and the program got a reputation because it was one of the only programs in Northern California that even recognized that food addiction was a reality. Mm. And had, you know, psychotherapists on board to talk about the, you know, deeper emotional pieces, the life circumstances, you know, that were driving people into the food. Eventually it got quite big, and we had a lot of people who never were addicted to begin with to anything but food. However, this was in the mid-80s, and we began to see that more and more people were getting addicted to food, and they were harder and harder to help. That going into their emotional lives in therapy just was too much for them. And I was feeling helpless. Meanwhile, on the addiction side, crack cocaine had taken over, and we were getting nowhere. Our formerly very successful program with alcoholics was a complete failure. So I knew that we were missing something. We had really good things, and our clients loved us, but they just couldn't hold on to sobriety, and they were motivated. So I met some brain scientists at a conference, and one of them was using nutrients to correct the brain deficiencies that they had proven to the world were causing addictive cravings. So then I realized it was really in trouble. I'm a psychotherapist, and he's talking about brain problems. But here was somebody that I could communicate with who said, look, brain chemistry, you know, that affects food cravings, that affects mood, is not that complicated. You just need a few targeted nutrients to set it right. Why don't you try it? You have a nutritionist on staff anyway. And so I ran back to the office. I pulled her out of her session and said, we have to start using these particular nutrients. Would you research them? Any side effects? Any reason not to? If not, let's get going. And within 2 weeks, we had started using these targeted nutrient supplements, and we were seeing amazing results, turning off the cravings, subduing the moods that had been driving people to the food very quickly. And we were seeing it on the eating disorder side, and we were seeing it on the crack side. So I was thrilled, and I was convinced really quickly that this had to be part of the program. So we're doing emotional support, we're providing emotional support, we're providing 12-step support, and we're providing brain support.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so
now I've seen important. It all together.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful mix.
I love that. So, so important, because, you know, the brain, it has to be fed and nourished properly, you know, in order to work properly. And I 100% believe in that, because, I mean, I know cravings are physical and emotional for sure. So we got to cover all bases. So can we, yes.
There's one thing that really is important as you say that. Why would the physical be so important, and especially now? Well, I said a little bit ago that people's cravings seem to be getting more and more people are craving, right?
Yep.
No question. So what's happening? There's one thing that's happening to help explain why the physical is so getting more and more important to address. And that is because the food is getting more and more intentionally addictive.
Okay.
So the food industry has been taken over in large part by the tobacco industry that really knows how to manipulate our brain chemistry to produce more customers.
Wow. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
So they were, you know, caught with their pants down, and because they were manipulating tobacco, adding more and more sugar and other chemicals to it to make it more and more addictive. And they had to back off. They had to pay huge fines. So they just moved into food.
And I didn't know a lot of food companies were owned by the tobacco industry.
Yes.
That's sick.
It's stealthy. You know, they didn't want anybody to know. They've been gradually moving in. The head of the Food and Drug Administration actually ended up writing a book where he quoted the heads of these corporations saying, isn't it a shame that the techniques we're using to increase people's interest in our foods is also making them so sick? And they can't seem to moderate their use of this food. Well, that's why they designed it this way. So we can't moderate our use. And that's why people with so much, you know, intelligence, information, motivation, are having such a hard time. They are up against this stealth addiction. It's not food anymore. You know, if they put quality food in with the sugar, it wouldn't work.
Right.
They have to have sugar by itself in high concentrations in order to overstimulate the pleasure centers in the brain, and then, you know, over time deplete them so that the brain can't do anything but say, please give me a little more sugar.
Right. Yeah. So let's go there. Let's talk about that, Julia, that whole idea of the pleasure centers and how we get addicted.
Well, some people are born vulnerable. You know, do they come from a family where there's a lot of addiction?
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Okay. So you've got a major strike against you in the brain chemistry department because the brain isn't very good at staying strong and fully functional. It tends to, you know, under stress with a poor diet, start giving you these what I call false mood, false appetite signals. And that's what leads so many people with a family history like that into some sort of addiction.
Yeah.
And of course, food addiction is the biggest, the most popular addiction.
Absolutely.
So that's part of it. But we had the same genetic predispositions before 1970, but it's only been since 1970 that so many and increasing numbers of people have become addicted to this toxic stuff. And that's because they've learned how to combine some new products like high fructose corn syrup is much more addictive and much harder to resist. And that's the major ingredient in most of the highly addictive products out there. And of course, when you combine that type of sugar with chocolate, which is massively addictive. So then you've got like three times more addictiveness in the similar products as we had before 1970. We've got a new kind of wheat. So the doughy things that we love, the cookies and the cakes and the donuts and so forth, they are different too. So you combine these, and wheat, by the way, has a major protein in it that is actually called morphin. Gluteomorphin, it's called. Yeah. So for all those people who are bread addicts and pizza addicts, there's a reason for this. You know, why do you like cookies better than ice cream? There's there are biochemical reasons for this, and the companies know all about it.
Yeah. Wow. So somebody who has addiction in their family is more perhaps susceptible. But anybody who doesn't necessarily have that going on still can get addicted.
And the earlier you're exposed, the more likely you are to become addicted, to become overweight, to become obese, and to become diabetic.
Mm.
And to be more vulnerable to the COVID virus because of all that.
Yes, unfortunately. Absolutely. Yep. All those comorbidities, right?
And, you know, so anybody born after 1970 is just more vulnerable than somebody who has addiction in their family. But when you put addiction in the family with all of this brain drugging that's going on, you know, with our favorite treats, it's really truly overwhelming.
Yeah. So if anybody's listening to this and, you know.
They better be.
Yeah. No, I don't mean if anybody says anybody out there. No, I didn't mean it that way. I meant anybody who struggles, who is listening, you know, there's definitely an important message here, which is cut yourself some slack because you're under attack, you know?
Yes.
There's no question about it. Yeah. Like you are under attack. And so there's a lot that can be done, but just know there's a lot going on behind the scenes as well that keeps us addicted for sure. And that's why it's so important, you know, that we do choose the right foods and healthier foods and foods closer to the ground, you know, in their raw form than all these additives.
But if we crave the very things that are the worst for us, let's say we know they're the worst for us, but we can't stop doing it. Is there anything? It's not enough to know that your brain is sabotaging.
Oh no, that's not.
You got to get into that brain and do something about it.
Yeah. So let's Let's talk about that. No question about it. And emotional eaters know that better than anybody because they've been knowing this stuff and not being able to follow through for so long.
Yes.
So what are kind of the brain deficits that cause cravings?
Well, there are five.
Okay.
So just imagine the brain's divided into five appetite departments. And it's supposed to be promoting five different types of pleasure. So, for example, the endorphins, famous for giving us a rush of pleasure, are very busy, and they're particularly stimulated if we have endorphin-related foods like chocolate. So we could be vulnerable and not functioning properly in the endorphin department. Therefore, we need an endorphin substitute.
Okay.
It could be chocolate. It could be wheat.
Okay.
It could be one of the proteins in dairy products. Casomorphin is the name. Morphin is one of the, you know, proteins in milk products. So, that's just one of these five departments. The department is supposed to make us feel comforted naturally. We don't need any comfort food because things don't hurt us as much. We're not as sensitive. So then there's a natural antidepressant powerhouse. It's putting out a lot of optimism, self-confidence, courage, the ability to sleep. It's a really lovely part of the brain. It's called serotonin. So it's producing this wonderful natural antidepressant chemistry. Unless it gets depleted, in which case any kind of sweets or starches will give us a brief lift of serotonin, but at the same time deplete us with each hit of this artificial serotonin we're trying to use.
Okay. So I want to talk about what causes deficits of those hormones. Should we wait till you do all five first?
No, because okay. It's the same reason for all five. If we're deficit in any of the five, it's because we haven't been eating well. Well, talk about a catch-22.
Right.
We can't eat well because we're addicted to the stuff that doesn't feed us. Because our diet has, you know, traveled around the world and is now, you know, the cause of worldwide obesity and diabetes, a lot of countries are interested in what the hell's going on with the American diet. And they did a big international study showing that 60% of junk food is completely nutrient void. The only thing it has going for it, calories.
Right.
So here we are addicted to stuff that can't feed the brain. Therefore, the brain gets worse and worse.
Right. And if that's our only diet, that's where we get the deficit from.
Now, we always say to our clients, first of all, listen, forget about the supplements. You know, we do have these five brain-targeted supplements that work like crazy, but if you just want to do it with food, give it a try. They're all protein. They're all tight. They're amino acids. So have a bunch of protein. Before you take your next bite of something with sugar in it, have a salmon steak. Have a chicken breast, whatever, and they know that it works. But how are they going to do it? They can try, and vegetables are great too. Before you eat, but you have to have both. So protein, whole carbs that aren't too caloric. Those are all, you know, full of nutrients that the brain loves. Fat is fine too, as long as it's a nice healthy fat. You know, some olive oil. Coconut oil, you know, there are a lot of choices here. However, what we found over time was that people just, it took too long. It might be a month before improving their diet would turn off the cravings. So they would come back to us and say, forget about that. Give me the pills.
Yeah.
And so we would just go back to our questionnaire and say, which type of the five types do you have? That'll tell us which nutrient you need.
Okay, so we covered two of the brain centers. Let's talk about the other three.
Okay, so the next one is really critical now because it's so embattled, and that's the center of the brain that helps us deal with stress.
Mm.
It's called GABA, and it's intended to really soothe us so that we don't reach for food when we're stressed.
Right.
Which 70% of stressed people do. Some people are so stressed they can't eat. but most people are reaching for something to help them. So the fourth one has a long name, the catecholamines. These are brain chemicals that give us energy and focus. So if they're not working, we're tired, we're unfocused, the ADD issue comes in. Fortunately, there's a nutrient that will assist us if that particular part of the brain is not operating. So now we've got the comfort neurotransmitter, we've got the antidepressant neurotransmitter, we have the energizing neurotransmitter, we have the relaxing neurotransmitter. The final piece in this nail in this coffin, you might say, is our blood sugar. If our blood sugar is all over the place, when it drops, we get some of the worst cravings imaginable because it threatens the brain's entire existence. There's no storage sugar in the brain like there is in the rest of the body. So it code reds, and what we get are cravings for immediate sugar.
Okay.
So we've got to stabilize those blood sugar levels quickly. And of course, as soon as the cravings are gone because of the supplements, then we start eating really well, and our clients find that that's easy as pie. Not pie, forget that. So those are the five parts of functions in the brain that need to be assessed. So our average person, you know, with years of craving behind them, has at least two of the five. But it is not at all unusual for people to have all five parts of the brain malfunctioning. So you can imagine the level of craving when you don't have any of your natural feel-good chemistry operating.
Right.
And that helps to explain why some people have stronger cravings than others.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for laying that out for us. So is there one supplement that just happens to have all the different ingredients somebody needs, or do you target?
Well, we target because the research was done with supplements, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it reduced the cravings by about 50-60%, which is good, but it didn't get rid of all of them. But we found that if we individualized, we could get rid of all of them, and we'd get rid of all of them in a week.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, we used to have people call in every day because we really weren't sure, could this really be true? So we say, okay, we're putting you on these supplements. We trialed you and you really responded well, but let's see how you do in 24 hours. Give us a call back. One word. They all reported one word. Amazing.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So can we talk about how to supplement and support each deficit?
Sure. I don't know whether your audience is going to make much out of the names of these supplements, but they're all available in any venue that sells supplements.
Okay.
We're not talking about something arcane or something you have to come to my website to get. No, you can get them there, but anywhere. They're available anywhere. Let's talk about the best known. Well, let's talk about endorphin because everybody knows about endorphins. If we want to raise our pleasure chemistry and get comforted naturally and so forth, what do we need? We need an amino acid, a protein called D-phenylalanine. And it's just amazing. We use it with opiate addicts too because opiates, breads, chocolate, it all operates in that same part of the brain.
Okay.
And when we trial it with people, right, you know, we have a virtual clinic, so we'll trial things with people. And immediately, I mean, not immediately, but like 3 minutes later, they're saying, oh, I feel really good. And then we say, well, how would you feel if you had some M&Ms? And they sort of look blank and say, No.
Oh, nice.
So that can be, it is actually the most common cause of junk food craving is endorphin deficiency.
Okay.
So that's where we always start with people. And you always start with one. You got some people who are very sensitive and some people who need four times as much. So you always start with the lowest dose, see how you feel, go up gradually, one capsule at a time, until you feel what you're looking for. And my book, The Craving Cure, which is my most recent book, has it all laid out in exquisite detail in chapter 12. So you know exactly what to do, exactly what to watch for, exactly whether you shouldn't be taking that amino, if there's any particular reason. You know, like migrainers should be careful about the amino that gives us energy, because it's known to trigger migraines.
Okay.
So that's something you need to know. It's one of the very few aminos that has an adverse possibility. So then we get to the blood sugars, low blood sugar people, hypoglycemics. And there's an amino acid called glutamine, which is actually famous and tremendously well-researched in the medical field because it has so many positive qualities. And one of them is to help regulate blood sugar levels with both early stage diabetics and with hypoglycemics who aren't diabetic yet. And those people usually carry it with them in case they have a, you know, they haven't been able to eat and their blood sugar drops. They don't rush to the candy counter. They chew on a glutamine capsule, which is very pleasant tasting, and they can make it till they get a real food.
Beautiful. Wow, that's amazing. I'm sure that will help so many people.
Right now, the our client's favorite amino acid is GABA, which feeds that part of the brain that relaxes us and helps us deal with stress. And there's a chewable form of it that, which is good because it helps the amino get right into the brain. I mean, in a minute, maybe. People are smiling. They're sitting back in their chair, you know. And it's very, very encouraging for people who've been fighting for years against this stuff to feel that maybe they have a tool that right away can help them.
Right. Oh, amazing, Julia. I love that you are sharing this information. It's going to be so helpful to so many people.
Well, I think, you know, your approach is really perfect for this because you say things like, it helps our nerves, you know? Well, I happen to know which nerves, but you're on it, you know? You know that the food is doing something pretty spectacular, even though briefly, and it putting all the kinds of tools that you have, which I love, by the way.
Thank you.
You have kind of condensed so many approaches to this problem in such a nice way. So putting that together with, you know, this brain chemistry, it's a great marriage.
It absolutely is. I really am so glad we're having this conversation. Did we cover all the centers?
You noticed we left one out.
Yeah, I won't be the only one who notices either.
We left out the antidepressant, the low serotonin craver.
Okay.
The one who...
The bread lovers.
Yeah, who eats over when they're worried and irritable and frightened. So it's another big one for COVID, because fear of all kinds is what we experience when we don't have enough serotonin. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's Miss Sunshine. It's known in science as our inner sunshine, if you can believe it, because it generates this positive outlook no matter what's really going on. So to build up that serotonin, there are two options. One of them is more tranquilizing, and that one is called tryptophan. Mm-hmm. The other one is a different form of tryptophan called 5-HTP.
Right.
And that one is a little more energizing. So it's not something we would suggest for somebody who had a sleep problem. But if you identify with those negative moods that a low serotonin brain generates that drive you to the refrigerator, you have two wonderful nutrients to choose from that work right away.
Beautiful. Yeah. I know I have friends who struggle with anxiety and that 5-HTP has helped them a lot.
Oh, good. So you've had some experience with it.
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. So that's beautiful. You know, and I did take your quiz, this amazing quiz, which we'll talk about in 1 second. I took that quiz and I had an abysmal score, low an abysmal
failure as a craver.
I failed as a craver. I'm like, you know, I don't have any of these problems. Like, I'm good, you know, and it's true. I mean, I feel like I'm, you know, at least right now in my life, I'm firing on all cylinders, and it's a
there
great,
you go.
Yeah, it's really, it feels great. I am kind of happy and perky. I'm sure people who listen to my show are like, she's putting it on, but it's really true. Like, I'm pretty happy. So I'm grateful. It wasn't always that way, for sure. You know, and you can bet when I was in the food, it was a whole nother story, but it is an amazing quiz and it does cover all the five centers. So, can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that is the key to the whole thing, to take that questionnaire, which is online.
Yeah.
Craving Cure, go to the Craving Cure website and take the quiz.
I also have here, I think this is the same, I have a different, I have the startup kit. Is that different?
Yes.
Okay. So is it better that they start with a cravings quiz?
Yes.
Okay.
So the craving quiz tells you which of the five parts of your brain is malfunctioning. Once you know that, let's say you have two parts of the brain that are malfunctioning, then you can easily figure out, easily if you have a copy of the Craving Cure at least,
right,
what to do about it. Which are the two aminos you should take, and how much should you take, and when should you take it?
I love
it. It's all laid out there.
Yeah.
Let's say you have all five. If your scores are above the cutoff, then you're going to want to do something, and you could do one at a time, or you could do them all at once.
Okay.
Whatever you feel up to will work. Mm. And you know, just starting with one, get your toe in, you'll see, oh, the one does take care of those symptoms. But what about those? I guess it's time for me to add the other one.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very easy once you've taken the quiz to map your own brain. You know, what's causing the problem? And whatever it is, it's going to be responsive to these nutrients. Because
that's so cool.
The brain is so simple. These powerful chemicals are made out of one nutrient each.
Wow, that's so cool that you've figured this out and mapped it out in such an easy way. And of course, the quiz is probably in your book as well. And you know.
Oh yes, it's the first thing in the quiz.
Okay, yeah, or in the book, yeah. So, Amazon is where people should go for your book.
They can go to Amazon. They can come to my website, Julia Ross Cures.
Okay.
And that way they can look at the other books. So, for example, if they've got major mood problems and want more information about mood, I've got a book called The Craving Cure that they could read about there, too.
Oh, The Mood Cure.
Questionnaire is right there, and they can actually fill it out and send it to us, and we'll send them back a graph that shows where in relation to the cutoff their scores put them. It makes it clearer and easier.
Beautiful. So go to juliarosscures.com.
Right.
Okay. Love it. Yeah. Well, it's a great place to start. So, well, Julia, this has been amazing. You know, you said that word and I'm going to repeat it. Amazing. Thank you so much. It's such vital information. You know, we have to make sure that we're armed, you know, in every way possible to be able to be healthy and feel great. So you're definitely, you know, giving us the key in terms of our brain health. I have one question that I ask before we part, and I'd love to ask you as well. This being the Heal Your Hunger Show, this being the Heal Your Hunger Show, what is your deepest hunger?
My deepest hunger is to get this information to the people who need it.
Beautiful. And this has been your life's work?
Yes.
Yeah. You've been doing this for a long time and really nailing it. And I really thank you from the bottom of my heart, you know, for helping people in this way. It's really beautiful. And, you know, I will do my part to assist you in getting the word out.
Thank you. It's great to connect up with you and to put our two toolboxes together.
Absolutely. Yep. For winning formula. Great. Well, thanks so much. And and thanks everybody for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next episode of the Heal Your Hunger Show.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to get free support, insider health info, exclusive invites to events, and more, visit healyourhunger.com.